أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم إن ربك للذين هاجروا من بعد ما فتنوا ثم جاهدوا وصبروا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم يوم تأتي كل نفس تجادل عن نفسها وتوفى كل نفس ما عملت وهم لا يظلمون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 110 and 111 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ, thereafter certainly your Rabb, لِلَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا مِن بَعْدِ مَا فُتِنُوا, with regards to those who made hijrat after they were tried, they were tested, they were persecuted. ثُمَّ جَاهَدُوا, then they made jihad in the path of Allah. وَصَبَرُوا, and they remained patient. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِن بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, certainly your Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala thereafter is Ghafoor. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah Ta'ala is most kind. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat is speaking about those persons that had brought iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then thereafter they left the deen of Allah, and after leaving the deen of Allah they came back into Islam. Abdullah ibn Abi Sahr is one name amongst many other names of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum that came into Islam, and then for whatever reason they left the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat and they came back. Abdullah ibn Abi Sarh radiyallahu ta'ala an, whose incident was after he renegated, he was in Makkah Mukarrama. He was the foster brother of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then on Fateh Makkah, on the conquest of Makkah, Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu brought this foster brother back to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah opened his heart and he accepted iman and Islam, and then he remained firm in the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala thereafter. So with regards to these sahaba of this nature, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that Allah Rabbul Izzat is most kind, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is most forgiving, that they had made hijrat after they were tested, after they were persecuted, and because of that persecution they left the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then thereafter they brought iman, and then they made jihad fi sabilillah, and then they remained firm in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yawma ta'ti kullu nafsin tujadilu an nafsiha, on that day, the day of qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says every soul will come. تُجَادِلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهَا, every soul will defend regarding itself, that there will be questions that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will ask, and every soul will try to save itself, every human will try to save himself, and every person will try and protect himself from the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then Allah says, وَتُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ, and every soul will be given, will be fully recompensed for what it had practiced. In other words, whatever our deeds were, that is with ikhlas, with sincerity, for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they will be rewarded full on this. Many ulama have expressed a very important aspect, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Allah will give fully and Allah will recompense fully from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's side on the day of qiyamah, so or from our side in this world, when we do, we should try and do fully for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, only and wholly and solely for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah will give us the best and even more than we had practiced on on the day of Qiyamah and in Jannah. So in this world also, we should give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our best, and we should do it only and solely for Allah Rabbul Izzat, wa hum la yuzlamun. And on the other hand, a person does wrong, a person had broken the commandment of Allah, then the azab of Allah will be such that there will be nobody that will be made zulm upon, there will be nobody that will be oppressed and will be punished more than what that person was deserving of. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.